Table of Contents. An economy built on faith, the Pandal powerhouse sponsorships that shine job creation at scale where spirituality meets commerce. The streets glisten with fresh rangoli. The air is thick with the scent of incense, marigolds, and modaks. As dhol tashes and chants of Ganpati Bappa Moraya echo through the lanes of India during the 10-day festival of Ganesh Chaturthi, an extraordinary transformation takes place. Faith becomes a full-fledged economy, an economy built on faith. Mumbai alone contributes 1 lakh rupees crore to this vibrant economy, while celebrations across India add up to 25,000 crore rupees more. Entire industries spring to life, sculptors in pen in Mumbai, among others, shape idols for 500 rupees crore idol market. Eco-friendly idol market has surged to approx 200 crore rupees, with 30% premium pricing offering sustainable solutions. Sweet makers feed a 2,000 rupees crore sweets economy. In Hyderabad, where celebrations generate 5,000 crore rupees, over 20,000 families rely on the festival for survival. Nasik's 500 plus mandals and 3 lakh homes are predicted to push festive retail by 500 crore rupees. Florists, decorators, and sound technicians sell their goods and services at an inflated price due to massive demand and turn this festival into the busiest and most profitable time of their year. The Pandal powerhouse. Community Pandals are at the heart of this ecosystem. Mumbai's Lalbagcha Raja alone draws over 100,000 visitors daily, costs nearly 1 crore rupees to set up, and garners 25 crore rupees in donations. The GSB Seva Mandal's Pandal is insured for a staggering 400 crore rupees, a symbol of just how grand this devotion-driven industry has become. Setting up these pandals is a massive operation, requiring carpenters, electricians, lighting experts, security personnel, and event planners, and injecting crores into local economies. Sponsorships that shine. Behind this devotional spectacle lies a marketer's playground as national brands vie for visibility in these spiritual public spaces. Pulse Candy's AI-powered campaign, Meri Bhakti Mere Bappa, let devotees generate custom Ganesha visuals, while Godrej Air's fragrance zones at Mumbai pandals created a multi-sensory darshan experience. Coca-Cola's Happy to Queue zones at Andheri Cha Raja kept devotees cool with mist fans and chilled drinks, while Society Tea's 14-foot kettle fountain at Lalbagh became a viral installation. Even utilities joined in. Tata Power provided temporary connections to over 200 pandals in Mumbai this year. Job creation at scale. This 10-day celebration fuels over 20 lakh jobs, from idol makers and artisans to caterers, drivers, e-commerce and quick commerce delivery staff, and security teams. Fintech platforms see a surge in traffic as UPI donations spike and e-commerce rides a 3,000 rupees crore wave selling decor kits and live stream darshans. Where spirituality meets commerce. Ganesh Chaturthi is not just a festival, it's India's cultural marketplace in motion. From a humble clay idol in a small home to a towering 20-foot murti, every celebration keeps artisans employed, businesses thriving, and spins the wheels of commerce along with spirituality. When the drums beat and the Visarjan processions fill the streets, the story of Ganesh Chaturthi becomes clear. Devotion is priceless, but in India, it also happens to be worth a fortune. Written by Yashi Bhatia.